Blog Talk Radio.
Right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone is having an awesome day or had an awesome day at work. And as always, got to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles of invaluable individuals on the show that has been successful in their craft or just living out their dreams or whatever it was that you're trying to do. And it inspires me to know when I've touched and inspired someone who just took my advice or just started the idea of dream business. So thank you, thank you, thank you for taking my advice or just moving on. And as always, I tell people, if you want to be successful, you got to be successful to be around positive energy, positive individual, so you can focus on your plans and provisions. Remember, this is what the show is all about, inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, and your reality. Again, I'm still looking for my independent artists to submit me your MP3 submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can get your music on the rotation on nowhiphop.com. There we can introduce your music as an independent artist. Let your music take heed. So don't forget, check me out, opentalk2@yahoo.com. So if you want to get your music on the rotation. Last week on the show, I had Miss Tori Hart giving out her information on her new VH1 show that's coming out April the 18th. You definitely got to check that out. It's going to be called the Atlanta Hollywood Exes or Atlanta Exes, something like that, kind of almost like the Hollywood Exes, but it's going to be in Atlanta. So congrats to her to that. Tonight on the show, got a hot artist straight out of Dallas, Texas, B. Wright. He definitely going to be up in here with me, giving you all his information on how he started with his music and things of that nature. All right, y'all, you know I got to give you just a little gossip, a little reality, rolling by myself today, which is okay. So I'm going to just talk about my girl, Lil' Kim, had her first baby at 39. Congrats to Lil' Kim. I don't know about the name, though, Lil' Kim. Royal Reign. Mr. Papers made this Royal Reign, so I guess this baby is going to be a rapper, you think? I don't know. I have to keep it in the family. I don't know. I also want to send my condolences to Tracy Morgan's comedic writer. The guy that was riding with him in limo, he passed in the accident, and I'm hoping Tracy Morgan makes a speedy recovery. And, I heard he had some crushed ribs, broken leg, a broken nose. So, you know, hoping him and wishing him and his family the best. Hopefully he gets better, stronger, a little quick. So definitely going to keep my eyes and ears open on that as well. Also, you had Miss Halle Berry paying some child support. I don't know about that. That's a lot of papers that she's going to be shelling out. I'm kind of disappointed in that, but I don't know. I want to know why the baby is with the daddy anyway and not with mama, but I don't know. I guess something happened with that along the way. Watch My Love and Hip Hop to Atlanta. You know I got to watch My Love and Hip Hop. My mama D, they didn't really show a lot of her last night. Showed a lot of Benzino and CDJ. They was kind of cutting up. But I like them, y'all. I got to get Mr. Nico on the show. He's definitely going to be rolling with me in a few days, so y'all stay tuned for that interview. Got to get Nico on here. Got to find out what's going on with Love and Hip Hop and him and Mimi Faust. right, y'all. Gonna give you your blast from the past. Then when I come back, gonna have Mr. B. Wright rolling up in here with me. So don't move. You're hanging with your girl, Send It Open Talk To. Be right back.
All right. All right. Got blast from the past.
Excuse me, madam. You're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on this body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket. So that's what the...
Welcome to the show, B. Wright. What's up, B. Wright? Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Sydney? Nice to have you on the show. I mean, nice to have me on the show.
Hey, I couldn't wait to get you on the show. I'm kind of digging this song right here, this little jam right here. I like that.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it.
I like that. Well, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. Who is B. Wright, and how did you get into the music industry?
A little bit about me is that I'm 21. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I was born in Dallas, raised in a little town called Fort Worth. I moved around a little bit to Fort Worth, Arlington, Mansfield, you know, the whole DFW area. And I really got into the music industry from just watching up-and-coming musicals at the time that were blowing up when I was younger. Like, I looked up to P. Diddy a little bit and how he ran his organization.
Okay.
Mom always kind of wanted me to be the business guy, but I was like, nah, I don't feel it was for me. Mm-hmm. But it really was for me at the end of the day. I'm right now, I own my own independent label.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. That's good. Young entrepreneur. I like that.
appreciate it. I do everything independently. But, mixed in from music influences the soul.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly what I'm about, and my music is all about inspiring people and bringing back the real music to the world that knows nothing except mainstream, you know, junk, bringing the real feeling back.
Okay. Well, what do you hope to accomplish through your music?
Honestly, I want rap to have the original title it used to have. You know, people used to be power behind that genre. People say rap now. I was like, rap, okay, you just want a whole bunch of people, you know, saying nothing and, you know, keeping my attention for 3 minutes. No, I want rap to go back to where entertain somebody. I paint a picture in your mind. You can understand, you know, whatever I'm going through.
Okay, I got you. So who did you listen to growing up? Like, what artists? Did you listen to a lot of old school artists or?
Yeah, I did. I'm a 90s baby, so I was listening to a little older than me at the time, but I actually had to sneak it. The funny thing is my grandpa's a pastor. My mom wouldn't even let me listen to rap in the house. I had to sneak it.
What artists did you listen to? Like, of course, Kanye. I know everybody listens to Kanye.
Oh, yeah, for sure, Ye. For sure, I listened to Lil Ye. Then when I got more into high school, but I really listened more to Nas.
Okay, Nas.
Andre and T.I. T.I. was a big one. I used to secretly download every album on my MP3.
Okay. What's this other one that was out real popular in the 90s? I'm looking at him with the dreads. He talks, raps kind of fast.
Oh, Busta?
Yeah, Busta Rhymes. Was he real popular in the 90s?
Oh, yeah, he was, yeah. He's been eating for a minute.
Okay. All right. Got on Busta. So tell me, what does hip-hop mean to you?
Hip hop means to me, you know, just expressing yourself. And like I said, like painting that picture, it's really like an art form. You know, I have to express something to you. You got to feel a certain way. You know, music, the right music can make you get up and dance.
Mm-hmm.
It can make you feel sad. So I'm supposed to express something to you through your ears. And you're supposed to, whatever I'm saying, you know, you have to visualize and I have to express myself. And it's really about helping you and wherever you're at in life or reaching that person, wherever they may be. A song to me may be different to somebody else. I make it for those who love it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I like that. So if you could collaborate with any artist in the industry, who would you want to work with?
Oh, wow.
If you had any artist listening right now that they say they would work with you, who would you want to collaborate with?
You know, just you know, him being, you know, my childhood kind of idol in a way, T.I., I just, when you know, decide I did it, you know, I feel like I do a track with T.I., I'd be like, dang, I really did it. You know, I'm on, I want one with Jean Anko. She's popping right now. I love her sound.
Okay.
And T-Pain, too. I want a track with T-Pain. I got to get T-Pain on the track.
Okay.
I used to love listening to I'm in Love with a Stripper. Hey.
Is he in the studio now, T-Pain? I mean, had he made it, like, drop anything that you know of or collaborate with anybody?
With T-Pain?
Yeah.
Well, he has collaborated with, is that what you're asking?
No, I'm asking, had he dropped anything, like, new, like, right now? Had he, I don't think he dropped anything.
I think he dropped a single a couple months back, I think it was called Black Bra.
Oh, okay.
Black Bra showing, yeah, that enough, yeah, see you, baby, you already know it, that little jam right there.
Okay. Well, where do you see yourself 3 to 5 years?
Oh, honestly speaking, at the rate that I'm moving and what I got going on for my label and my different artists, I see my name really being out there amongst the mainstream world, but as an independent artist, I'm really trying to. I feel like I'm gonna bring the flame back to being independent.
Okay.
Being independent is gonna mean something again.
Okay. Are you working on anything right now? You in the studio?
Oh yeah, yeah, of course. I'm working on a new EP that I got planned dropping on my birthday, and that's gonna be on July 31st.
Oh.
It's called A Choice View.
Okay. How did you come up with that name?
Oh yeah, it's because I've been making my fans be really patient. I normally drop a song probably once every month and a half or so, just a little single in between.
Okay.
I've been keeping them, you know, a little thirsty, you know, just to see who really is paying attention. But a lot of people have been, so out of the songs I've been working on during that time, I got a choice few that I want people to hear. I want to save later, you know, you always got to make sure that you want to step ahead of the competition, so.
Nice.
I try to save myself in my vault and just release it when it's needed, but it's called a choice few for that reason.
Okay, cool, I like that. Well, what would you tell these other young OGs, individuals that's coming up in your path, what would you tell them? What words of wisdom would you give them? They're trying to get into the game. What would you tell them?
I would just tell them, stay true to yourself. You know, your dreams will literally pave the way, and don't sign. You do not have to sign. I'm telling you, everything that the label do for you,
mm-hmm.
your team, you get people who believe in you, and you can do it yourself.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Well, thank you for calling in on this show today. My Be Right. We definitely going to be looking for you, so... We're definitely going to be looking for you on the market.
appreciate it.
All righty. Again, y'all, that was Be Right, definitely from Dallas, Texas. He's making some big moves, making some big things happen. So y'all definitely got to stay with him. Check out his music. Going to drop some of his tracks on the show. So definitely check him out.
Alright, I want to thank y'all for listening to the show today. Hope you enjoyed it. And hey, I like my little rapper, y'all, Be Right. He is all about class. He is very independent. Y'all check him out. Follow him on Instagram. Check him out on Facebook. Check him out on Twitter. Hey, he gonna be hot. Y'all better watch him, y'all. Next week on the show, gonna be having the author, I Met God in Hell, Miss Monique Bowdry. She definitely gonna be up in here with me. So y'all definitely check out her interview. All right, y'all, follow me on Twitter at Open Talk 2. Like me at Facebook at Open Talk 2. You got an idea, you got a story you want to share, you just want to talk to me, y'all email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. I'm always looking for people to email me just a little something. You just want to hear something to blast from the past, y'all hit me up, let me know. And again, I'm looking for my independent artists to submit your MP3 submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can get your music on the rotation. Y'all have a good afternoon, good evening. Y'all got to go watch The Have and The Have Not, so y'all better watch Tyler Perry tonight. And I'm out of here.